From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United Nations Human Rights Office on Friday rejected reporter remarks by U.S. President Donald Trump describing immigrants from several countries with an expletive meaning dirty and impoverished. Spokesman Robert Colville said that these were shocking and shameful comments from the President of the United States.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia that will potentially disrupt and even destroy the lives of many people. And that's perhaps the single most damaging and dangerous consequence of this type of comment by a major political figure.
President Trump on Thursday questioned why the United States would want to have immigrants from these countries. Trump said he used tough language on a tweet at the immigration meeting with lawmakers, but denied it was the language that has been reported. U.S. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin, who was at the White House meeting, confirmed to reporters that Mr. Trump used the vile and vulgar language. 2 days of protests and looting in western Venezuela over food shortages have left at least 3 people dead and 16 more injured. The president of the National Federal of Cattle Ranchers says at least 2 farms were attacked by mobs of people who slaughtered cows. An opposition lawmaker posted a video on Twitter showing a dozen men attacking a cow with rocks and machetes as one says, "We are hungry." Venezuela is in the midst of a deepening economic crisis. For additional stories as well as pictures and videos, be sure to follow Voice of America on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Friday, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said South Korea's request for additional demands regarding Japan's wartime sexual slavery was not acceptable. Tom Turco has more.
On Tuesday, South Korea's foreign minister, Kang Kyung-hwa, said the landmark agreement between the two countries was insufficient.
The 2015 agreement, which does not properly reflect the opinions of victims, cannot be a real solution to the issue of victims of Japan's wartime sexual slavery.
Speaking to reporters ahead of his European tour, Abe reiterated Japan's stance that the agreement is a pledge between the two countries.
We have been sincere in executing every promise we've made. We want to continue to strongly ask South Korea to do the same.
While South Korea is not breaching the agreement, South Korean President Moon Jae-in questioned the process and recently urged Japan to apologize to the victims. Tom Turco, VOA News.
The Philippines police chief said that the anti-narcotic operations, notorious for their deadly outcomes, could make a comeback in the Philippines' war on drugs. Director General Ronald De La Rosa said bloodshed should be avoided and abuses would not be tolerated. Martin Sechrist reports.
De La Rosa was speaking about Aplan Takang, a practice where police visit the homes of users and dealers and seek their surrender. He said the practice could resume within a few weeks and should be free of violence if suspects agree to go quietly. His remarks are the strongest sign in months of a reintensification of a war on drugs. Nearly 4,000 Filipinos have been killed by police in the drugs war since June of 2016. Human rights groups accuse police of carrying out illegal killings, staging crime scenes, and falsifying reports, a charge they vigorously deny. Martin Sechrest, VOA News.
A bipartisan group of 6 senators announced Thursday they had reached an agreement in principle on an immigration deal that would address the fate of more than 800,000 DACA recipients and other key immigration reform issues outlined by President Trump. However, reaching a deal may not be easy, with deep party divisions over immigration reform and only 4 working days left until the government faces a shutdown. The Spanish government dismissed outright on Friday the possibility of former Catalan leader Carlos Puigdemont ruling the region from self-imposed exile in Brussels and said Madrid would contest any attempt to do so in the courts. Catalan separatists agreed on Wednesday to try to re-elect Puigdemont as regional leader, raising the scenario of the fugitive former leader governing by video link from Belgium. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.